The time to start believing in fairy tales and superheroes again. To venture the world and across the galaxy. Because here is where the magic happens.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to Where the Magic Happens. In this week's episode, we're going to compare parts of Disneyland and Disney World to see who does certain things better when it comes to the attractions, resorts, and more. If you're a fan of the podcast and looking for more than our weekly podcast episodes, you can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and our free Discord. You can head to our website, magichappenspodcast.com, to join any of these outlets mentioned. And remember, you can also find us on Patreon, where you can become a part of our Magic Mafia family and get all sorts of bonus content, take part in virtual nights, and a whole lot more. Head to patreon.com/wherethemagichappenspod now to join. Now, without further ado, let's introduce your cast for this week's episode. My name is Jarrett, and joining me in the studio, we have Piper and Corey. Piper and Corey, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Just coming at you from the gray white north of Winnipeg. Yeah. Wrapping up the Kraken season. Looking Let's forward. Go. Yeah, I got a Disneyland trip coming up when I get back. So when our listeners are listening to this, I will be in Disneyland.
Ooh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, today's kind of fitting then.
Yeah, it's perfect. A little
bit. So that actually worked out. Yeah, that's exciting. Definitely on the road. Piper on the road. Corey and I just in the studio. So, yeah, we're just hanging out. Definitely, Mark is not here. He's got family things going on. Lindsay is just wrapping up a Disney cruise for her first Disney cruise ever. All I know is she texted me and she just said, hey, I can still text. And all I wanted to say was, this is the best thing Disney has.
I just FaceTimed her. Like, I just got a FaceTime before I came on here. She just got home. So unfortunately she couldn't join us. But I was like, I have to know. Cause as you all know, I'm such a big proponent of the Disney Cruise Line. Like, I am like, seriously, there's so much magic left on the Disney Cruise Line. And she was like, I literally don't have a bad thing to say. She said she doesn't have she has no complaints. She said it was way more magical than she ever thought it could be. And I decided, because I have a Disney cruise coming up, we were like, we'll do a Patreon episode on Disney Cruise Line, kind of breaking down our trips and stuff, talking about Castaway Cay when I get back.
I love it. I think my response was, Piper's going to be super happy that you're having fun.
You guys, it's
I feel
so
like Piper's
good.
Like our residential like cruise line expert.
I've only been on two, but
you love it so much. I feel like
it was so much fun. Yeah.
That's cool. No, I'm definitely happy to hear that. So I'm excited to hear like all about her adventures, and that'd be cool. That's a great Patreon idea for that. So speaking of Patreon, good little segue there. For all our Patreon members, time to update y'all what's going on this week. If you're listening to the episode on the day we release it, which is going to be the 22nd of April on Monday, we are having our virtual movie night tonight. So just a reminder to all you captains and first mates, we don't know the movie yet. We're going to be voting on that actually between now, which is recording time, and when this episode is released. So stay tuned for that. But we always have just a fun movie. You never know what you're going to get. So yeah, Monday night, when this is released, we are doing our virtual night. Also, the moment so many people have been waiting for is almost here. Piper, you were a part of this. But a new segment for us called Disney After Dark is being released. This upcoming Thursday, the 24th, it's going, Corey's shaking his head no. So this is, I don't know what to expect. I really don't. It's got Mark, it's got Lindsay, and it has Piper. From everything I've heard, just from the three of them that recorded, it sounds like it's really good. It's going to be fun to listen to. This is completely unedited, I'm pretty sure, and it's probably chaos. Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe I'm expecting worse, but like worse in a good way. But Mark,
it's not that bad.
Mark texted me and said, "This is the best piece of content we've ever created." That's what he said. So Mark's
I would say
excited.
that's a stretch.
Mark's excited. I think Mark's been wanting this for a long time.
Yeah.
And Lindsay, I feel like, is like perfect for it. So I'm excited to listen to it for the first time as well. But that is being released Thursday, the 24th. So yeah, if you want to listen to Disney After Dark, a little I don't even know. I don't even know what to expect, so I can't tell you, but it's going to be fun to listen to. Make sure you join Patreon for that. Otherwise, any tier member in that can listen to that when it is released. And then the last thing I have for Patreon is there is a book club meeting taking place on the 30th. So we'll remind you again for next week's episode, because this is going to be taking place in just a little bit. But just make sure you mark your calendars. If you're reading, remember we're reading The Beast Within by Serena Valentino, which is a part of the Villains series. So we're sticking up with it with the Disney theming with the book series so far. So
Hey,
again, yeah.
while we're on books, real quick, I just gotta give a huge shout out to an author. He's a big fan of the pod, but John Jackson Miller. Jarrett, you'll actually love this. He just
Oh.
dropped his latest Star Wars book. Just came out. I had pre-ordered it a while back. I got it in the mail this past week. It's called Star Wars: The Living Force. And again, Jarrett, you're going to be excited about this
Oh.
one, but it's all about the year before the Phantom Menace takes place. So you got Yoda, you got your boy Mace
Oh.
Windu, and the entire Jedi Council confronting a galaxy on the brink of change. I'm excited. I haven't opened it up yet, but I love this guy. He also wrote A New Dawn, which is kind of loosely based. It's a kind of a prequel type of story to like Rebels and things like that. But upon releasing this book, he just announced his next project. This is very exciting. I'm actually really pumped about this. But he's writing a direct sequel to the 1989 Batman, Michael Keaton,
Oh.
Jack Nicholson, that Batman, Tim Burton. So he's gonna literally write a novel that's a direct sequel to that film coming out in October. So check him out, John Jackson Miller, Star Wars. If you're looking for a new Star Wars book, it's the latest one out. Star Wars: The Living Force. Once again, Mace Windu, Yoda. Year before the Phantom Menace takes place. Should be a good read. Should be a good read. And then, of course, this October, if you're a Batman fan like I am, got a sequel, literally a direct kind of sequel to that original 1989 film. So check it out.
That's sick. That's actually pretty cool. That is one of the best like Star Wars movies for me is Phantom Menace for sure. So it's got all the good
And
characters.
your boy Mace Windu, man.
Mace, dude, Mace gonna be in it. Qui-Gon probably is just
Yeah,
representing.
and
So yeah,
the
you got
whole
the whole
gang.
gang. We didn't get enough Qui-Gon. So like I feel like that'll be nice to kind of get a feel for that. But cool. Didn't know that.
Qui-Gon!
Like, oh my gosh. All right. Anything else? I don't think I have anything else much. I am super excited because I know Tiana's Bayou Adventure is coming up very, very soon. They've released all these. It's funny to me. They're releasing all these characters' names and all this stuff and whatever. I don't think we're gonna really remember that. It's probably gonna, you know, I think there's a show coming out soon. I'm sure those characters will be a part of it. But anyways, very excited for that. They haven't dropped anything. Corey, you have something for that?
Not for that, but I got something right after.
Okay. All right. I was gonna say, so stay tuned if we have any updates. I'm sure we're gonna get announcements soon of like any you know, annual pass holder previews and stuff like that. So I'm excited to go check it out. It does look pretty, it looks great. The animatronics look amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. So
Yeah, and while this opens, obviously they're expecting summertime, so Florida heat, right? Cali heat, all the things. Got to make sure you're dressed the part, right? Make sure you dress the part. We've got new men's tanks and women's tanks on our site now.
oh.
Head over to the where the magic happens. Get yourself some new merch if you haven't already. There you go too. But again, tank tops for the gym, for the parks, just wear out and about. And ladies, same thing. What do they call it? Racerback tanks, I
Yeah.
guess.
Yeah,
So
Razorback.
got them in a few colors.
Cool.
Obviously, our logo only works on so many different, there's a lot of colors already happening there in our logo, but check it out. Let us if you have merch, make sure you're tagging yourself, or sorry, tagging the pod. We can definitely get you up there, show it off a little bit.
Yeah, I have seen a few people already. Like it's great because like they'll tag us, but then sometimes I'm just seeing, you know, we're friends with certain listeners and stuff, and sometimes I'll just see them out and about. I'm like, oh crap, like they're wearing our shirt today. I love that. That's so
I
cool.
we got
I
one.
get excited
Somebody
every time. So.
there was a couple actually, because I think the blanket's on there. The Where the Magic Happens blanket. So we had this couple. They sent us a picture where the magic
I
happens.
need to
They're
get one.
they're under the blanket together. It was great.
That's
I'm
fantastic.
gonna be rocking my Where the Magic Happens shirt in the old Disneyland.
Let's go. Let's
I'm
go.
excited. I'm
We'll need
excited.
to come up with something cool for D23, Piper. I feel like you
Yes.
and Lindsay should rep some, like, maybe
Definitely.
we can find something cool.
And we should get stickers and maybe like incorporate a QR code with the sticker somehow or something and just be
And
like
stick
handing
them
them out to
everywhere.
everyone. Yes,
Stick
like
them all over the
hello.
walls. Just
You're
like,
all the biggest Disney fans. Please
who
tune
is this
in. Please tune
podcast?
in.
They're
Well,
ruining everything.
we're where the magic happens. So
There it is. No, I love that. That's cool. Yeah, summer's right around the corner. So the tanks and stuff. I think my mom actually texted and said she just ordered some things. So good. Shout out, mom. Love you. Great. Thanks for representing. So, okay. Piper, you have anything else? You good? Ready to move on?
yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll. I got Disneyland
Cool.
coming up, and I know that's what we're talking about.
Let's go. All right. Question of the week, though. First, we got to do our
Oh,
question of the week, which I
okay.
did forget. Some people called me out. I think right after we recorded, right away, we were like, oh crap, I don't think we did a question of the week. And I had it written down and everything on my notes, and I just skipped it. I just missed it. So we do have a question of the week. This was from Unk. Good old shout out to Unk on Patreon, one of our brethren court members, one of our captains. So I kind of added something into this from his question, but what was your first job ever? And what was the first job you remember ever wanting? So Unc asked, what was your first job you ever remember wanting? And then I had to add in just what was your first job? I'm curious. So I can start. I will say my very first job was a dishwasher at a local breakfast slash motel place that just basically my family was obsessed with that place. I was like 16 or 17 years old, and it sucked. It was the worst job. I hated it. It was just all old people that I worked with for the most part, and then just me, the dishwasher, just hanging out, making crap money. But it was a job, so it was a good experience. I have mad respect for all you dishwashers out there. It's great. But yeah, so and then the first job I ever wanted, I have to say, in high school, there were two jobs that I think if I retire someday, these are two jobs that I still want to do at some point. One was to work on a golf course. I just wanted to be one of the, like a golf cart guy, just working with your friends on the golf course. The second one was work in a movie theater. I don't even care if it was concessions. I wanted free movies, and I just wanted to like work in a movie theater. There's something
Yes.
magical about being in a movie theater. So
I love that for you.
yeah, those were the two. They're very simple. So I will make it happen someday. I don't care how old I am. I will make it happen. But Corey Piper, what do you got?
Okay,
Great, babe. Yeah.
I can go. My first job was working at a clothing consignment store. It's kind of like a Plato's Closet, except for it was nicer and much more expensive. Like it wasn't for teenagers, you know, it was like a little bit nicer of brands. The reason I worked there is because my brother lived in the apartment above and saw that they were hiring, and I wasn't allowed to drive until I was an adult. So it was like a convenient place
That's
between my high
perfect.
school and the college campus. And so it was like I could finally have a job because I could get there. I don't remember what kind of jobs I wanted when I was a kid. Like I feel I did not dream of labor. Still, you know, don't. I don't know.
I don't dream of labor.
I had no idea what I was going to be when I grew up until I was like a junior in high school when I was like, I think I'm going to be a broadcaster because I was a speech kid because I was in speech and debate and like theater and I was like, what can I do that's public speaking and researching and writing and current events and a lot of listening to people and those kinds of things. And I was like, well, that is exactly what a broadcast journalist does. So I don't know. That's what I do. I
That's
don't know.
awesome, though.
I don't
That's
know. I don't have
good.
any other ideas. That was the only idea I ever had.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know. I remember being like, I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. And then one day I was like, I think I could do that. That's
I love that.
all I got.
Good
All
work.
right. My first job at 16 was Chuck E. Cheese. I worked at Chuck E. Cheese. I worked in the kitchen. I was slinging pizza, just chopping them up like no
Hell yeah.
other. And then you actually had to take turns. Everybody had to take turns on who was going to be Chucky. for all the
Oh,
birthday
really?
parties and stuff. Yeah, so you couldn't get out of that. So they would be like, "Hey, Corey, you gotta go in Chucky." And then maybe the last guy who was Chucky before you had like just was sweating the sleeves all up and the
Oh.
head and the mask and the slimy pants you're putting on. So, it was just the most disgusting costume ever. But then you'd go out there with the kids and do all the, basically like being a Disney character almost.
I was a Disney princess, an off-brand Disney princess in Wisconsin for a time. Those photos exist somewhere.
We
Wow.
need those
Sure
photos.
was.
We need those photos.
No.
No,
But in fact,
no.
Unk actually asked me for them on Discord and I did show them. They're on Discord somewhere.
Oh, well
Oh,
then
wow. There's a
we need to
picture of
post to
his
the
of them.
world.
No. Sorry to interrupt, Corey.
No, you're good. But eventually, I mean, I think I worked literally all over the place. Like, I had the kitchen, was in the game room attendant with the ticket machines. And then if anything happened up in the tubes, we had like this little, basically Chuck E. Cheese fire and rescue type of squad that would just
The tubes.
roll
Fire
up
and
in the tubes,
rescue.
save lives up in the tubes. It was crazy. But it was fun. It was one of those, that's like where everybody in high school, my high school, like worked or whatever for their first job. So it was just a cool place to be. And then honestly, I have been very lucky with all the jobs that I have worked. I could definitely put a post of all the different things that I have done that I've ever wanted to do as far as film and television are related. But I think the one job that I never did that I always wanted was just to work. I mean, yes, for a sports team in general, but honestly, to work for the Baltimore Ravens in some sort of capacity, like with their broadcasting department, whether that was like making the pregame videos that you see up on the screen during like before the players come out or just different packages for up there and stuff. But anything like to work at, I went on a friend of mine knew somebody who worked really high up in the Ravens, and I got to like go down to like the training camp facility or like just their headquarters and got to do a whole tour of the entire facility. And I think right there, I was just like, man, this would be so cool one day. But it's not going to be the Ravens. So who knows? Maybe the Mavericks one day, maybe the Baylor Bears. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But yeah, that's me.
You may
Cool.
know I am well connected with a couple of teams in the city of Seattle,
Oh, well, yeah.
but
I mean, hey, there you go. There you go. I mean, even now, Waco is a small town, so I mean, we got a lot of good connections down here too, as far as Texas is concerned, for Texas athletic sports teams, all that stuff. But we shall see.
Corey, I worked for the Detroit Tigers minor league team in parking when I was like 18 or 19. So if you need a hookup, we
There
got
you
your back.
go. There
It's
you
pretty
go.
sick. It was fun. I actually really enjoyed it. But cool. Good question, Unc. Thank you for that. And yeah, well, if we have nothing else, let's get to it. So I am just going to kind of not rapid fire, but these won't take too long. I think I have about 30 different things that we are going to be comparing between Disney World and Disneyland. So most of these are attractions. When I went through, I was just seeing how many attractions we could put. I was able to get a majority of those. We have some random other things as well. So these are in no particular order. I just kind of whipped through these and added these. So we're just going to go in the order that I wrote them down. And then what we're going to do is we're just going to discuss which one we think is better, whether it's Disney World or Disneyland, if they do it better or not in each one. And then we'll kind of discuss. So starting with, let me pull up my list here. And I think this just kind of goes in order. When I was just on the website, Disney's website of just attractions, I was just going in alphabetical order. Corey, this is your baby, Astro Orbiter. Which one? I'm going to ask Corey for this one because this is a baby, but which one do you think does
It
better?
is not even close. Walt Disney World, hands down, has the better version of Astro Orbiter. Location is everything. In Disneyland, it's literally when you first walk right into Tomorrowland, left-hand side, it's just sitting there. And it's literally just sitting there. It's almost like they didn't have a place for it. So they're like, hey, we're just going to pop it right here on the ground, which then it basically looks, yes, it is a spinner, but it just looks like your typical pop up at a fair type of ride. But at Walt Disney World, Jared, I think you mentioned it a few episodes back, but I think it's just what makes Tomorrowland and just that visual, that sight of it being high up above. You got to take an elevator to get up there, which is really cool. And then the fact that it is a spinner that goes way up in the air, it is phenomenal. So
Yeah.
definitely Walt Disney World over Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. That's definitely, I think we did talk about that. That's just like when I think of Tomorrowland at Disney World, that is what I envision at nighttime. It's lit up beautifully. Great view of the park up there. The one at Disneyland, I remember we rope dropped just for the heck of it because no one was in line and we were walking by. So I went on and it was really funny because we were staying in the resort, so we got early access. So we saw basically everybody waiting to get in the park was just like could see us just going around on Astro Orbiter for no reason. But it was fun. It was okay, but it's very general. It's just another spinning attraction at Disneyland, but I feel like Disney World, it's a different experience because you're so high up and you get a better view, and it is just terrifying because it leans and stuff so hard. Seat belts janky. I love it, but yeah, I agree. Disney World. Piper, you on board with that? You feel good?
I concur. I
Beautiful.
felt like you guys really covered it. I don't
Love
have
it.
anything to add.
Okay, love it. So we're unanimous here, Disney World. I think we're going to be unanimous for a lot of these, but we'll see. Okay, Tomorrowland Speedway versus Autopia. Very similar kind of styles of attractions. What are your thoughts?
So, a confession, I have never done Tomorrowland Speedway or Autopia because
Ooh.
I've never ridden on either of them by choice. It's never seemed like a good use of my time or a place where my interests intersect. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I feel like Autopia I would lean towards just because it kind of has that dynamic energy, in Disneyland's Tomorrowland, and like it's a classic part of the park over there and stuff. So I feel like I would lean that way, but I could be convinced either way because I don't really know the differing of the actual driving experience on either of them.
Feel that. Corey, have you done either of them? Yeah, me
Yeah,
too.
no, for sure. I just feel, I don't know. I didn't get that same. You're straight walking through just Gasoline City over in Walt Disney World for some reason. Like, I can smell it even when I'm walking by. I didn't get that vibe when I was at Disneyland. I also just think it's really cool because of the history of that ride and Walt and just his idea of like, I don't know. So, Disneyland, I think, was just a little bit more has the edge for me.
Yeah, I will agree. I think Autopia is better. Speedway is definitely at this point needs to be just demolished or something. I'm over it. The gasoline smell is bad. Either or, it's not like a special attraction for me. I'm not nostalgic towards either of them, so both of them are like eh to me. But yeah, I prefer Autopia over Tomorrowland Speedway. Just purely because it doesn't seem as just horrible for the environment and just bad and just, yeah, I'm with you. I'm gonna go Autopia on this one, but nothing crazy for me. They're both just slow moving car rides. So that's it. But okay, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Thoughts?
There's no discussion. Disneyland's is better.
Yeah, I think this has gotta
Disneyland's is
be
better.
like we all have to think that same thought, right? That's definitely a thing.
The
They actually
dynamite
have
going up the
effects.
side.
Yeah.
Yeah, the effects are so
Yeah.
cool.
They
Yeah.
actually have effects. Our cave for sure is just sad. I can't remember on the one in Disneyland. Do they have a cool view like up top when you go up there? Because I think I know like Disney World, it's great at nighttime. You can see the castle and it's pretty when you hit that highest hill, but I don't know.
I
What is
think
Disneyland? I can't remember.
it is, but you see Galaxy's Edge like back there. So it kind of takes you out of it a
Oh.
little. Same with the Splash Mountain at Disneyland. It's kind of weird because you're like, oh, there's the castle and there's the spires of Galaxy's
Oh,
Edge,
that's
way bigger than the
yeah.
castle.
Which at
True.
night is kind of cool because they
It
do have like
is.
that baby blue, light blue hue to them or whatever. So I mean, the color scheme is very cool coming over the trees and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it does take you out of
That's a
like
good
the
point.
not hiding areas and stuff like that. But it is different up there for sure.
Yeah. And the effects for sure in the cave just instantly,
So
it's
cool.
just so much better. The noises, the lit up dynamite on the sides when you're going up and then the explosion. It's just that is what it was supposed to be at Disney World. And it's just so sad.
What
We don't.
feels weird though is that it doesn't even seem like it would be that hard or expensive to like add it, just spruce it
I
up a
don't
little
know.
bit. I don't feel like we're not talking about $1 million project here to add a couple extra lights and the goat, like,
Yeah. And then the rock that was shaking, it used to shake on top. Like the rock looked like it was going to like cave on you. Then it actually did cave in on a train, which was bad. But Yeah, like they
Oh.
haven't even replaced that at all. They just whatever, they just keep it open now. It's kind of sad. Thunder Mountain for me, when I'm at Disney World, I don't know. There is the part where you're turning really fast, like in that circle, and it just feels like it's never ending. And it's actually pretty funny. But other than that, it's kind of underwhelming for me. I don't know. I think once you do Disneyland, if you've never done it, you would understand
The
what
one at
the
Disneyland
potential is.
Paris is the best. It's on like an
Oh,
island.
yeah.
It's amazing.
I've seen
It was
video of
definitely a
that. It looks
highlight.
so cool.
But the
But,
inherent, like the ride itself is like basically the same. So, you
okay.
know, the sensation of all of them is mostly the same, you know, but.
Yeah. Next one, we're gonna go back to Tomorrowland, Buzz Lightyear, Astro Blasters. I Disneyland, right? I think because those ones you could take the gun out and actually like aim,
Yes.
which is much
Yes.
better for me.
I agree. I agree.
So,
100%.
Corey, you just
No, man, because when I did this in Disneyland, I was on
Oh,
fire.
that's
I
right.
thought I was shooting. I thought I was Clint Eastwood out in the West, brother. And come to find out, I looked down at my score at the end, and it just said straight zeros. So
Yeah,
no,
your
I'm not.
experience for
So I
sure.
am not going with Disneyland's on this one. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Oh, mine worked. I did pretty good, but I do like the fact that you could actually take it out of its holster or whatever and shoot around instead of one person controlling with your little knob to like scroll over. And it's just a, I don't
I
know.
agree. And Jake knows that he has that power when we're at Walt Disney World because I can't manage that many things at
That's the
once in
hard
that
part.
environment. I can't handle that much. And then he's messing me up and he knows it because he
And
can.
it's,
And that feels
you can
unfair.
kind of like tilt the vehicle so that way you have the perfect shot and the person like left or right of you doesn't have the same angle.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of power that comes with controlling the vehicle in Disney World, but that's also an extra step you have to do. So I don't know what the advantage is there. I don't know.
I go
Okay, so we're
Disneyland.
split. Yeah, I'm going Disneyland, Corey, Disney World. So that's our first split there. All right. Let's go to the monorail. Disneyland monorail, Disney World monorail. Kind of different, obviously, but
Yeah.
what do you feel about the monorail?
I feel Disney World just because it is a mode of transportation that you actually can really use and benefit from. No matter kind of where you're staying. I mean, obviously it depends on what you're trying to achieve and where you're going, but like at Disneyland, there's not really a point of taking the monorail unless you're going to the Disneyland Hotel. And it's closed a lot. It's closed a lot of the
Yeah.
time. It's obviously the OG at Disneyland, but I just think the monorail in Walt Disney World is also just so iconic, going through the Contemporary, gets you to two parks. Like, I don't know. I just think it's gotta be that. It's a more efficient mode of transportation, but it also is bigger and I don't know, a little more iconic, I feel.
Yeah. I have to say, I think from my experience, Disneyland's was a little more fun for me because very, that's probably a hot take a little bit, but when I went, I'm still, my mind is blown that they had the windows open on the monorail. And when you're like flying through the little forest part, kind of near the front of the park, I mean, those branches are like whipping the side of the window. So you could easily just reach your arm out and just be getting like whipped in the hands and arms with branches. It kind of blew my mind. I thought it was fun. I actually enjoyed that
So
better than
that's
just
why you
a.
think that's better.
It was
Just
more of
the
a rush for
potential for
me.
getting whipped
Yeah.
by branches.
Yeah. Yeah. It was more of a rush
Okay.
for me. So that's.
Noted. Noted. I learned a
And
lot about Jared.
I don't know. That's, oh, gosh.
Corey,
And
your take, your take.
Corey.
I don't have it. I think I was kind of more so in line with Piper. Just the fact that it does take you on the monorail loop and all those things, and yeah, and I feel like there's just a lot more of them. You can get lucky and get one to
The
yourself.
color, yeah, picking the color.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I am 100% a ferry guy over the monorail. I like the ferry. And then exiting the park, if you're closing, it's, I think I'm just so, I hate how crazy the monorail is at the end of the night at Disney World getting on. So there's rarely like a good experience on the monorail for me. I don't know. That's my
Yeah.
take. Where at least Disneyland, it's just a ride and you're not going anywhere, and it's just fun to go on and get off, and
Unless you're
that's
staying
it.
at the Disneyland Hotel.
There you go. That's true. That's true. So I don't know. Yeah. All right. We're split. We're split again. Love it. Disneyland Railroad versus Disney World Railroad. I don't know if you all have gone on both of these, but I'm just gonna say,
Disneyland, man.
yeah.
Disneyland has the scenes.
It's cool. Those scenes with the dinosaurs and the Wild
Dude,
West of like
like, where
animals, and
are you? It is crazy.
it hits out of nowhere. You just go in, you just, it hits out of nowhere,
Yeah. If
which
you
I do
haven't
enjoy.
done it, don't sleep on this one. I mean, it might take a minute for you to get around over there, especially if you get on it right in the front of the park. But don't sleep on it, because the last, like, 8 minutes are going to blow your freaking minds.
It is. Yeah. That's, yeah. If you get in the front and go all the way around, it's the last part, right?
Yeah,
Until
it's the
you're back
last.
in
Like
the,
in the
it's like
front of the
right
park.
before you get back to the front of the park. Yeah. So
It's a
just.
good end of the night, end of the night or beginning of the day thing to do too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Love it. All right. Yeah, we're all going to Disneyland solely, I think, for those scenes at
Well, there's just more
that
to
park.
it. There's
So,
more of a reason to go on it.
Yeah, there's actually a ride to it, up more than just transportation to another part of the park. So, okay, we're all in agreement there. Next, great moments with Mr. Lincoln versus the Hall of Presidents. Both have Lincoln having a good time, you know, talking, but I gotta say, Hall of Presidents, just the when the scene opens and every single president's there, it's just, there's something very iconic and powerful to me about that. I just love seeing all the animatronics moving. It's great. That's my favorite. Hall of Presidents for sure.
Definitely. All presidents. I mean, you get everybody. You don't just get the one.
So I do agree, but I do feel like we have to recognize how iconic Mr. Lincoln was when that was unveiled and like all the history behind that and still how like it still holds up pretty well. I mean, obviously today's kids might not be dying to go hear from animatronic Abe Lincoln, but
Oh.
it's still really cool. And there's like the hallway back there and kind of the salute to the history, I think is cool. The Hall of Presidents obviously is impressive, like to have that many animatronics and
Yeah.
most of them look pretty good too. And you know, so it has to be Hall of Presidents, but I do, we gotta salute
Yo,
Solo
big shout
Lincoln.
out. I go every well, I've only gone twice, but I go there every time. I have to go to the old Abe Lincoln. Gotta go check him out. So I agree. History behind it's great. It still was crazy to me that the song like Two Brothers or whatever was in it, and that's from American Adventure at Epcot. And I had no idea some of the music from that is in Mr. Lincoln, or
I didn't
Great
know
Moments
that
with Mr.
either.
Lincoln. Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's just the Two Brothers song came out. I'm like,
That makes
oh crap,
sense.
I know that
Yeah.
song. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So cool. Downtown Disney versus Disney Springs.
It has to be Disney Springs. It
Ah,
just
yeah.
is. It's
It's a
just
lot.
bigger.
Yeah. I
There's
think
just
a
more to do.
lot of
There's a movie
options.
theater. I mean, there's
Good
so
point.
many options. And there's so many really good, like, nice sit-down restaurants at Disney Springs. I go to Downtown Disney a lot. I was just there last week for like the whole day, just like killing time. And there's definitely like some good restaurants, but a lot of them are just kind of like mid-tier modern American, like burgers and stuff like that. And like they're good, but I just really like that at Disney Springs, there's so many options. Like there's like steakhouses and great Asian food. And now there's the new Indian food restaurant. Like there's just so much more. And there's more stands and there's more shopping. I just, obviously, more is more, but I just feel like the options too are so much better,
Yeah.
personally.
Agreed. I feel like you can go and there's some really good nightlife, obviously Raglan Road and stuff like that. There's a lot of great bars and you can find peaceful spots there. There's so much live music at Springs because it's so much bigger. So you're not just stuck with like one or two spots with music. You can choose from like five different spots with music. So
And
I
I love
agree.
that there's water. Like it's the fact
Yeah,
that it's on,
true.
you know, it's springs and like there's
True.
water there. It adds such a nice vibe.
Rainforest Cafe still exists at Disney Springs. They
They
took it out.
still.
They destroyed it at Disneyland. So I'm gonna go
Good point.
Springs. Yep.
It's a good point. Stick
Yeah.
to your
Good,
guns, Corey.
great point.
Yep.
Great point
Yep.
about that.
Valid. We see you.
Yep. Thank you.
Dumbo. Dumbo. Disney World's is obviously a much upgraded version with the two different sets of Dumbo elephants, and it's more colorful, but it's in the circus area back there, whereas this Dumbo's definitely more nostalgic. It's the old school, and then right there in Fantasyland. I don't know, what do you think?
I'm gonna have to go Disney World Dumbo. I know the Disneyland Dumbo is the original. Also, full disclosure, I've never ridden either of these because they're just spinners.
You
I
know, but we
don't,
got to get you on.
I just like
Piper,
do not
we're
care to
going on
spend my
Dumbo in
time
Disney
doing
World when
that.
you're here. We're going.
Okay. I'll be there in 3 weeks or whatever.
You're coming
Something
soon,
like that.
so
Or a month. Yeah.
yeah.
I'll be there in a month. Well, we can do it. But it's just like never my priority. Like there's so many things I would rather do than wait in line to go on the spinners.
You have to
And
go at
even more
night. You
so,
have to go at
even
night.
more, not just me, but also Jake, to get him to go in the teacups. He's like, oh, what a waste of my time. And I'm like,
Oh
dude,
no,
I
Jake.
know. He probably won't go again. He doesn't like those little flat rides. Anyway, point is, but I agree with you. I'm not hating on Dumbo overall.
Yeah.
Dumbo's iconic. It's important for kids and like folks with disabilities and stuff like that. Like it's good to have those kinds of things. But I would go with the Walt Disney World one because I like the circus theming around it. I like the whole circus land that they did back there with New Fantasyland, and
Yeah.
it's cute.
I don't ever go back in the circus area unless it's nighttime. I just like have no interest to go back. A lot of it's kids area and stuff. So like adults, we don't have to go do Barnstorm or whatever it's called now, or anything like that. But at nighttime, it is so pretty and it's usually so quiet back there. And just Dumbo with it all lit up is just so cool. But I could see why people would maybe pick Disneyland just because it's more the nostalgic version, the old school in Fantasyland, whatever. But Corey, you team Disney World here? Disneyland?
I mean, like you were saying, I mean, it's probably just based off location, and I'll probably just go with the nostalgic feeling of being just in Fantasyland. So,
Okay.
rather than this, I mean, yeah, Circus Dumbo makes sense, I guess, but it just feels right to Disneyland.
Okay. All right, a little split there. The next one I was not able to see, so maybe you all have a better idea, but I put Fantasmic. I know this is when the whole fire breathing dragon went crazy, and so we could not see this when we were there. But Corey, you might be the only.
Yeah, you
Yeah, I
know,
haven't been able to see it.
it's
Okay.
tough. I mean, this is tough because location, again, this is tough. I will give the nod to the Disneyland version just because they utilize that ship for pirates, and it's
Yeah, it's
so
cool. Oh,
freaking
that is
cool,
cool.
man. There's like, and you can't top, nothing at World tops that. But from a location standpoint, having the amphitheater over there, you know, in Hollywood Studios, compared to just kind of hanging out like in that frontier, you know, I'm trying to put it in Disney World terms, but just hanging around that Frontierland loop to watch it. Ah, gosh, I got to give the nod to Disneyland. I mean, honestly,
Yeah.
it's really, really cool. It's really
I
cool
have
with
to
the
watch
pirates vibe on
this.
there.
I feel like I need to watch this on YouTube or something, the Disneyland version, just to see, because I've always heard the show is better there. But Disney World also just went through these updates of adding Moana and Elsa and all these different, the Mulan. Like, there's a lot of cool scenes that they just put in. So I'm curious now, does it compare to Disneyland's now, or is Disneyland still better? I don't know. I need to watch. Maybe I'll watch that tonight before bed. I don't
I
know.
was gonna say I've only seen the Disneyland one on YouTube, but it looks really cool. But to Corey's point too, I do see how kind of being back there with like a lot of people, it's not ideal, I feel like, for standing viewing
Yeah.
space necessarily, but it's so cool with the ship and the water there, like
That's cool.
from my YouTube POV
Yeah.
videos.
Good point. next one, different ride systems, but kind of theme the same. I just did this one random. I said Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage versus Seas with Nemo and Friends. I know they're different kinds of rides, but they're kind of similar a little bit. So I don't know. What do you think with this one? Do you like Seas with Nemo and Friends or Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage?
Corey, you want to go?
Yeah, just this was literally
This is
one of
a
the
tough
last.
one.
This is one of the last things I did at Disneyland. I'll be honest. The submarine thing, it's weird, man. I think what's really cool about sees with Nemo and friends is like, yes, you're gonna get into your clamshell, wanna move, you're constantly moving, and then by the time you get off, it's an Omni Mover. You're hopping off, you're done. The submarine, you have, which is, it's like cool at first. You're getting down into a submarine, they close it. It's got some cool parts to it. It's got some cool parts, but you're locked in, and that's it. And then when you even come around, it's a hot minute before you're getting off this thing, and you're not just like in that moving, and like you are in the restraints of the cast members and the unloading and the loading. And even when you're on this thing, it's just, I gotta go Seas with Nemo and friends. Cool concept, submarine, but I gotta roll with Seas. Okay.
I like almost completely agree. Like the Nemo ride, the submarine Nemo ride is way cooler of a concept. It's a much more unique experience. It's the only time I will probably ever be in a submarine, faux or real, in my life. But the wait is always a long time. It always takes a while to get on it, and then it like to load and unload, to Corey's point, takes forever. And personally, I'm not really like a claustrophobic person, but it still kind of stressed me out being in there, and I had a drip dripping on my head the whole time. And it's a
Weird.
longer ride, so it's decent like bang for your buck, if that makes sense, like in terms of how long you wait. But it's like, even if there's no line, it still takes a while, and then it takes a while to get on and off. It eats up a lot of time. I also just love a good old Omni Mover, and I like the
Yeah.
seas, like that whole like pavilion back there is just a nice vibe. So I'm going
Actual,
Nemo seas, the seas with Nemo too.
I think I'm with you. And part of it has to do with the queue line. I love the long queue line there that actually just feels like you're on the beach and then going underwater. And then I agree. I think just having the live animals there too, like the scenes at the end where you can actually see a dolphin, and there's just, it's fun. Whereas the submarine one, I think I do enjoy it, but I think I only enjoy it because I'm never there. So when I go, it's just such a unique experience that I go on and it's like, okay, cool. But yes, when you are getting ready to unload and you're three or four submarines behind, and it's, I think the last time too, when we went, the heat in there, there was no AC, and it was just
It's
like
hot and it's
hot and
salty.
sticky, and you just feel like a mess when you go. So I got off of it and I was so over it, where
Yeah.
it should have been
It's a
more
novelty
enjoyable,
for
but
sure. It's a
yeah.
cool novelty, and it's like a great example of Disney and trying to do something different. And obviously they've wanted to do submarine things for a long time, or they have rather, I forget
If I was a
if
local, I
the
definitely
submarines
would
were.
not be going on
No.
that much at
Yeah.
all. Yeah, I would not. But Seas with Nemo and Friends, I'm a local. I still like to go on it every now and then because it's actually air conditioned in there. It feels great.
And there's
And yeah,
usually
I
no
like a good
wait.
slow moving. It's in the dark. It's nice to escape a little bit from, yeah. And usually, yeah, 5 minute wait, if that sometimes. So yeah, all right. We're all in agreement. I love it. Grizzly River Run versus Cali River Rapids. Corey, this is going to be tough for you, I'm sure. But our experience on Grizzly River Run alone, I think, just knocked it out of the park for me. Grizzly, I had a blast. I
Yeah,
think
we were
I'll
all
just remember.
three there.
Yeah, we
We
were
were all on the
all.
same raft. We
Who
got
would
to
have
do Grizzly
thought?
together.
Who would have
Wow.
thought? That's cool. And I don't know if it'll ever beat it. I don't know if anything will ever beat that ride we had, because we had so much fun. Some of our Magic Mafia were there. I love it. Shout out to the whole crew that was on that raft, especially. But that's forever a core memory at Disneyland. I never would have thought that that Grizzly River Run would be one of those rides that I have a core memory on, but it is. So
I had never done it, and then when like the bear noises come out, there's all the bear
the
shadows, and we're in
bear.
the cave. I was like, I don't know what I
That's
was
so
expecting. I
loud.
know it's called Grizzly River Run, but it's just not what I was expecting. I
I
wasn't
love it.
expecting
What
anyone
kind
named
of bear
Callie to
was
come
that?
out when I was on Callie River Rapids. I wasn't expecting any Callies there, but there
Yeah.
was the grizzly. He was
It
there.
was the Grizz. But
That was so
yeah,
much fun.
so much
Corey, you got
fun.
soaked.
Yeah, I did. I did. I got lit up. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have to go Cali. I mean, I got to go Cali. I
Yeah.
worked at
Wow.
Cali. Cali's my baby.
I know.
We could have easily had that same experience. Put those
Yeah.
same 8 people to 12 people together, and we would have the same experience. But it's, I mean, I don't know. Cali tries to, I do like the theming with the bear, of course, but I don't know. I do love the good, what do they call it? Zone up top there.
Like
Just
all the
the
burning
yeah, the
forests and stuff.
the
Deforestation.
deforestation. It's a weird story to tell up there, of course, but I've seen some great things and some water blasters that are just coming out way too fast and knocking people's hats and glasses and just puncturing wounds of the face.
Yeah.
The
The
too
queue
good,
line
man.
for Cali River is really great too. It has a great
Yes.
queue.
Yeah. Very underrated.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
That for sure.
I feel like more influencers would try to get pictures back there, but they don't. Maybe
Yeah.
I just kind of gave that away, but I don't know.
I
Watch
still
out.
say Grizzly River Run though. I feel like it's longer and I feel like the actual ride is more themed throughout
I think it
than
was
Cali.
more
But Cali has a
intense.
great queue.
It was more intense the entire ride compared to Cali, the
Yeah.
two
Yeah. Oh,
spots
for
that you could
sure.
just get absolutely wrecked. But then the rest of it's pretty dry. Where, yeah, Grizzly, we were getting some pretty heavy waves at like random points throughout the entire ride where it was
Yeah.
like, okay.
It was fun. It was a good
And
time. It's good. They're both fun.
Grizzly's queue doesn't have a ton of like decoration, but it's kind of on that dock, like that like woodsy looking rails, trails kind of in the it's still really cool and relaxing back there, and it's in the shade, so
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. We're a little split on it. I like it. Next one. This is more for y'all. Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout versus Tower of Terror. I said Tower of Terror. I just like the old school creepy vibes. I am a big fan of just anything like horror, scary stuff. And I just feel like the vibe with Tower of Terror is just fun. It's amazing. I'm not a huge Guardians. I like the Guardians, but I don't know. Tower of Terror, I think just theming wise, I appreciate, but I will never go on either of these rides ever again. So there's that too.
Wait, did you try this once, Guardians?
Remember, I walked in the queue with all of you and backed out at the end.
No,
I
see,
had
I
to.
wish
But then you
Corey,
haven't ridden it. It's a different kind
I
of
wish you
oh
would have just
my
like seen it
God.
because
Okay,
what
so are you both going
happens,
Guardians?
man, this is not
It's
easy.
hard. This is really hard.
They
Oh,
have
good
literally
for
created
Disney to
two
make it
different
hard though.
rides. That's true. Yeah,
They literally
for it being the
have,
same ride, look, I do feel a lot of people are torn which one's better.
but. See, but yes and no, because Disneyland, obviously, the elevator, it's just straight up and down concept. As where Disney World, you are on a track for a little bit of it till you get into the lift. So it's really it this is honestly hard because they've literally transformed that Disneyland, structure into like, I mean, the lobby, the waiting, the pre-show room, everything, and then even itself. Gosh, I don't know if I can do it, man.
You
I,
have
this
to,
is.
Corey. This is.
I know where I go. I know where I go.
Well, you
Hit
go, because I need time.
So I will say, I too love like spooky stuff, and I love like an old Hollywood vibe. And I hope that they never touch the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios. That I want that to stay, and I still love it.
I'm
But I'm
waiting.
going to go Guardians because
Oh.
I like the drop pattern more, because when you're on Tower of Terror, it's Tower of Terror at Hollywood Studios. The whole vibe is that you get, you go through the dimension and they raise you up high and you don't know when you're gonna fall, and it's all this anticipation. That's not what the feeling is of Guardians at all. The second you go in Guardians, you're like bouncing before you go up. It has this really bouncy feeling, and you don't have like this big, like stressful, oh, we're gonna drop. It's more like you're like bungee jumping, but in a fun way, and you kind of fly up more than you do at like they bring you up higher on the Guardians Tower than they do on the
Okay.
Tower of Terror.
Well,
So it's a whole different feeling is my point, and I just prefer that feeling. I get really stressed out on Tower of Terror. I'm not like afraid of heights, but just they do such a good job of making it seem like, oh, you might die, and that's fine. That's part of the bit, and you're gonna be fine. But I just kind of prefer that. I feel like I can like enjoy the ride overall more at Guardians Tower of Terror, at the Guardians Tower. I do think like the theming of everything is way better at the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Like I like that whole theming better. I think the story that they have there, I just prefer. But in terms of actually coming off the ride, like I had so much fun. I just noticed that I enjoy the Guardians one more. And it is a great piece for the Avengers campus at DCA.
yeah,
So
it's a great spot for that, for sure. They needed
that's
that.
where I'm going. But I don't want them to touch the other
Corey's
one.
still
Do not
torn.
touch it.
You know,
Agreed. Agreed.
I came to my decision. I came to my decision because Piper actually said something great, or at least alluded to it. Honestly, if tomorrow they said, hey, one has to go. I cannot say goodbye to the Tower of Terror. I
Oh,
good
can't.
point.
You know, it was the
Yeah.
first, it was literally, and I don't know how much I've really talked about it on this podcast yet, but my very, very first ride, my first park was MGM. The first ride at Disney that I ever got on was the Tower of Terror. It holds so true to my heart. Probably the reason why I'm here with you today, to be honest with you, is just my overall experience that first time. It's just, I couldn't lose it. I was very sad to see it go at Disneyland. I was actually able to ride it, of course, before it converted. And yes, while Piper's right, I have such a good time on this ride, and I am just so like I just want to do it again. But Tower of Terror will always just be that iconic Twilight Zone, the one of the greatest original theming type of rides out
Agreed.
there. And I tell everybody, even if you're afraid of heights, if you're afraid of the drops, if you get like, just do it one time, which Jarrett, you've at least done it, where like you can just everything at Disney, just do it one time. If you don't ever want to do it again, that's fine. But at least you can say that you've done it and you have that reason and you can at least speak to it. When I hear like, you know, I can't do that right. I'm too scared. Oh, it drives me crazy. I'm like, just look, Disney is safe. You're going to be fine.
And you're
Just
literally at
do it.
Disney. Yeah. I
Yeah,
can't do you can't do that
do it
family
once,
ride.
do it one time, get sick, get scared, do what happens, but just at least you can say that you've done it. And but Tower of Terror, I'm gonna roll with.
I still think the only attract I am very much one of those people of like I have to try it just once. Guardian or Guardians here at Epcot. I had to do it even though I knew it would not feel good after. The only ones right now, like locally, that I have, well, really the only one, I think VelociCoaster, I will never do. I think that is one just I've heard it's just super intense
It's a
for
hot take.
actual roller coaster people have said, you know, you can do it once or twice, and then you just feel like, okay, that's a lot.
It's
I don't
very
know if I can do that. I feel like I would for sure not have a good experience there.
Velocicoaster's smooth though.
I know, but dude,
It's not
I
like
can
Hulk.
see
Hulk will
everything and
ruin.
I see what's going on and
What if you
it's not
close your
good.
eyes, bro?
No, that's worse. That's just worse. That'd be
I will
really
also
screwed.
say, Jarrett, in your defense, VelociCoaster is not a Disney ride, and I think that it
Yeah.
lacks a little bit of the theming and the storytelling. I'm not saying it doesn't have any, but it's like to compare the theming and the storytelling and what makes the Tower of Terror so amazing as
Yeah.
like story. VelociCoaster doesn't have that. You know what I'm saying? Like it
Everything
just doesn't.
at Disney for me,
N
and I've
very, very
always
few things do, but
I've had motion sickness mo all my life, but it used to not be as bad. And I will say everything at Disney I have been able to do at some point and thoroughly enjoy, other than one. This is my one thing that I will say, if you do get really bad, you don't have to do this, is orange version of Mission Space. That is the only one where I will say you don't feel like you have to do it. I got wrecked and I will never go near that ever again on my first try. All the other ones, Everest, I used to love it and then I slowly started to just as I got older, no. Tower of Terror, I did enjoy doing that every now and then. Now it's no.
Hey,
So Disney does a good job.
I think we've got something here. I don't know if you've ever actually done this, Jared, in the history of our podcasting careers, but
Oh,
like,
jeez.
oh, maybe I should text this. I don't want to get anything stolen out there.
Oh,
I'm gonna shoot you a text,
yeah.
but
All right, text.
I got a good idea for an episode idea.
Uh-oh.
So I'm
Corey
actually,
scheming. I
I'm gonna put
love
it
Corey
up in,
scheming.
I'm gonna put it in the chat.
Okay, let us know.
Qui-Gon! Oh
Oh,
my
gosh. Moving on, Haunted Mansion. We're not talking Christmas. We're not talking Christmas. Just Haunted Mansion. Thoughts?
I go Walt Disney World because
Hot
I
take.
just like that it has, well, I like that it has like more space. So it looks a little bit more like a true, like a big estate because it has more like land surrounding it versus obviously in New Orleans Square. It's just like way more condensed at Disneyland. Everything is so much closer together and it's so busy. And that queue with Pirates, when that gets long with all the
Yeah.
switchbacks, and then if the queue for Haunted Mansion is long at Disneyland. Like it just gets so freaking congested and crowded with people that for me, I don't really get to stand there and just like take in the beauty of the mansion from the outside in the same way, which I think is kind of part of it for me. So, and versus it at Walt Disney World, it's a little more set back there. It's a little more of like that regal. So that's the way. And I believe there's a couple extra scenes at Walt Disney World as well.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit
Like a scene or
bigger.
two.
Yeah. This one's really hard for me because sing-along songs, Disneyland fun, the Haunted Mansion song, Grim Grinning Ghost. That's what I always, as a kid, I considered that the Haunted Mansion, and it was Disneyland. So when I went to Disney World for the first couple of times, I'm like, what is this? This isn't the Disneyland, or this isn't
I
the Haunted
wonder what
Mansion.
goes on here at night.
Yeah, look at the trees dancing in the I think overall, as a ride, Haunted Mansion is at Disney World is probably better. The nostalgia for me as a kid of just seeing the mansion, I always think it's a little like creepy with like Bayou, New Orleans. I like the house, I think, just looking at the house a little bit better at Disneyland. But I think
I
that's me.
agree. I just
Disneyland
feel
fun.
like every time I go, it's so freaking crowded. It just like I don't
It
even
is
get to
crazy. It
appreciate it
is.
that I'm
And
like.
when I've gone, we had a fast pass. We were able to get like a fast pass for it, or Genie Plus, whatever you want to call it. So I haven't had to wait too long in that line. I could definitely see waiting in the heat in that, like in that
It's not
intertwined,
even.
the merge, just no cast member there. The people are just merging together and it's like chaos. But I don't know.
It's not even like
I
waiting
don't
in the
know.
line, though. It's just like being in the area because all the queues for those two are fully outside and they like meld in the middle where if you're just trying to walk through or
Yeah.
like eat a snack, it's like you literally are like about to go to battle, like just
I
bumping
know.
shoulders with people just trying to walk through. Like I'm just trying to get to Pooh, people.
I
You
just
know?
want to get the poop.
Just trying to get to Critter Country. Just kidding.
Yeah,
Actually, I'm
I
not
think
kidding.
it's so I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. I stay going to the poo area.
I get it.
Not
Sing-along
the restroom,
songs,
but
kids, sing-along songs. I think nostalgia. I am Disneyland for this.
yeah.
Don't
I'm gonna go with y'all. I mean, Jared, you said it best. I mean, I'm going Disneyland. I'm going Disneyland because of Disney Sing Along. That was Haunted
know.
Mansion for me too. The trees, Donald dressed up as the ghost. I love that. And then this is where the Hatbox Ghost was. And I know, but Corey, I thought you don't like the hat, but I didn't care for Hatbox Ghost in the movie. Not
Oh,
saying I love Hatbox Ghost. I mean, everything. And the attic's even creepier too. I mean, I don't know. For me, the graveyard, everything, it just feels right in there. And I know you didn't want to say, but the fact that what they could do with the Christmas overlay
I
stuff
know
with
the
night, and I
overlay is
and here's the thing,
awesome.
I am not, and I'll go on record here, I'm not a Nightmare Before Christmas guy. I'm still trying to become one. I know you too are,
I love it.
I
Yeah.
know, I know.
I'm a nightmare gal.
I've always wanted to be. I've always wanted to be. But it makes me a fan of it because of how well they do it. And I don't know. It all comes together for me. And I love it. I see it as soon as I start making my way around, New Orleans Square there and just sitting, and it's just cool. I don't know. I'm gonna
Yeah.
go Disneyland here.
The nightmare overlay is
Okay.
unbelievable. It's so good.
Yeah. I could see a lot of people going Disney World for this one, but obviously nostalgia factor for Corey and I. There you go. Space Mountain. I still think this was the most significant of all the attractions. Space Mountain at Disneyland was by far better than ours at Disney World. The queue is very general. You're just walking through like a quick service spot, but I loved it. I love the fact that you're just walking on the roof of, at some point you're just walking the roof. But then the overall attraction, there's music, you can see more. There's sound effect, there's all these cool things. And at Disney World, there's just nothing. I don't know, there's just nothing. And this was the music alone just made this ride so much better in Disneyland for me. By
This
far,
is,
number one.
yeah, this is easy. This is such a slam dunk. It is Disneyland. Anybody who argues this, you haven't done Disneyland. I will say the one thing I do think it lacks, Disney World has that iconic just tunnel scene that you go through in the beginning,
Oh
just with
yeah.
all like the blue. It's like such a, it's the best
The
boomerang. I love that boomerang kind of vibe when you get a little shot of it. After that, the ride, the ride vehicle sucks. It's terrible. It So bad. It doesn't even make sense how that's even still in operation. And then you're just in the dark the whole time. There's nothing but Disneyland. Even when you're come, Jared, I know you mentioned the queue line there, but even when you first like get in there, it's very modern now. It's updated. It's kind of got that when you're going like, into the Guardian loading zones or like a lot of these just newer concepts of loading. And man, I've done it
Okay,
now more times than.
I don't know what you're talking about. It looks modern back there. It looks like a dead mall. The Disneyland
No, it's
Space
fun.
Mountain queue is like a dead
No,
mall from
I'm
like the
talking like
'90s.
it is though, and it's
It's like
fun. I like
creepy. It
it.
is the definition. If you Google like a liminal space, that is what
No,
the Space Mountain.
the
It's
load.
like
I'm talking the
Stranger
no.
Things mall when it's
When you
closed.
get in,
Yeah,
no,
but
when you get
dead.
into the building and you go down through the tunnels and stuff, and then you get into the
So
area where it's
funny.
kind of almost Star Tours-y in there, really.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about like, yeah, when you go up the
I
ramps
love
and you go across the
that. And it
roof.
takes forever to get back there. You're
It's
like,
like, do
I've
we
been
have
hiking for 20
the
minutes
roof?
just to
You're just
find the
on top
queue.
of a roof of a
It's
building.
like
I
they have
love it.
prom. It's like proms up there or something.
Yeah.
Honestly, they should have a ton of stuff up
There you
there.
go. They
So
should.
I agree and disagree. I hate the ride vehicle at Disney World is awful. It's awful. But I actually really like the queue at Disney World, and I like the music in the queue because it has a certain nostalgia, even though I didn't really go there very much as a child. It still has this very, like, there was a place in my hometown called Rock City Pizza that was kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese, but it was like themed like asteroids and space, and like was like an arcade and a buffet, like that vibe. It's so like that in there. So I prefer the Disney World queue, and
Oh.
I actually kind of like, I mean, it's ratchet. It's super
Oh, it is
old. Like,
very
I'm not like
ratchet.
saying it's good. I'm just saying I like it. But
Okay.
it's really rough. So for that reason, Disneyland is better. It's just so much more like smooth and
Got it.
nicer. But I like strongly prefer most of the theming of Disney World for that
Fair.
reason. But
All right.
Disneyland is just a
The
better ride.
ride is definitely just
Is it?
fun.
It's almost like, I know we'll probably get to it in a minute here, but it's almost like the Matterhorn bobsleds are Walt Disney World's
True.
ride. That's
Very
essentially kind of
similar.
what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. And we can jump down to that one. Matterhorn Bobsleds Expedition Everest.
This is not a
Come
competition.
on, bruh.
What do you mean? For me, it is. Matterhorn
Expedition
all day for
Everest.
me.
Oh my
Matterhorn
God.
all day.
Do you have a great
Not
chiropractor on speed dial or what?
so. I think that's, but maybe that's where the Space Mountain, that's probably people's argument for Walt Disney World is just, it's so ratchet that it makes it more just fun. This is my fun. I can do Matterhorn. The sickness thing doesn't help for me with Everest, but the theming's great with Everest. But Matterhorn, I think I just love the ride vehicle. You're so low to the ground and you're literally, it feels like your butt is just on
But
the
you don't
ride.
like it at
It's,
space?
I don't know,
Hypocrite.
space, no, space, no, I don't. I don't know. I'm Matterhorn for sure for me, but I know Everest is probably everybody's.
Everest. I'm not even going to explain
No,
myself.
you know
It's
what?
so
You know
obvious. I don't
what?
know.
Once upon a time, yes, I agreed that Matterhorn, you did eat a chiropractor and probably a lot of other things just to make yourself right. Wait, what's it in Wedding Crashers after like Vince Vaughn gets hit? He's gonna call the Dalai Lama and you know the best guy.
Yeah. What he gets
But
at the football.
but no, you have to. I figured it out last in January when I was there. You just have to turn with it, move with it.
Holy,
I have
what's
tried. I
up?
have
I did.
tried. And every time I try to convince myself it's going to be different this time, and it's not. And then I'm standing around waiting for the fireworks, and my head hurts so bad
I
that the thought of staring at
love it.
fireworks
No,
makes me feel
speaking
violent.
of being on Matterhorn while the fireworks are going off too, it's sensational. I'm gonna listen.
Okay. I've never done it at night.
I'm a
Never
big
done it
Asia guy, right? I'm a big Asia guy.
at night. Big Asian guy.
In context, Everest is in Asia at Disney's Animal Kingdom. But I used to work Cali River Rapids. It's next door neighbor. I've had some good times over on Everest. But let me tell you right now, Matterhorn, bobsleds, baby.
You're
The
going,
yet
that's, you like it more?
the Yetis are more terrifying in that ride.
Yeah,
you guys are
let's
so
like I said, it's
annoying.
cool. It's cool at night. I still get that. I get
You're
a little
just being
water.
a contrarian.
I get a little
Corey, you're
water. I get a
just
little.
being
I
a
get a no.
contrarian to be annoying.
I get wet. I feel cold. I love the whole. What I mean, what is it like? They're
Oh, it's
Norwegian. They're
so.
Swedish. I mean, I like that. It's just a cool vibe. I love the costuming there. Everest, look, if Betty was working and she was out there swiping people and
Betty,
stuff,
poor Betty.
I would be for this. But the fact that just like a track that goes, or at least I pray every time that it's going to flip before we go down the big jump there. It's just, I don't know. I get up to the top. Oh, I gotta wait, where's the track? It's not enough for me anymore.
Being ridiculous.
Bobsleds delivers every
Miss me.
time.
Miss me
I
with that, you
love it.
guys.
I love it. I thought for sure Piper, obviously Everest.
Okay, you guys, sorry, pause. I have to go.
Wait, here's the thing. Should we kind of just like end it and then do another one? Because I could easily come up with more of these.
Let's do part one, part two, brother.
Part one, part two.
We'll pick it up next week, maybe with
Because
more
I think
people.
Lindsay would love to join in on this too. She
For sure.
like she likes Disneyland stuff. So let's
Let's
just do
do
that.
part one,
Piper, do
part
you have like
two.
5 minutes? We end it.
Sure. I mean, my reservation, well, I'm not, yeah, it's fine.
I know it's like right
Yeah.
now. So I mean, we're basically almost done. Let me just finish and then we'll be good. We'll do the wheel and then you can actually just bounce if you need to.
Okay.
Because you don't need to be in the ending
Yeah,
room.
our
So
general manager, who's like Hall of Fame hockey player, Ron Francis, texted us all.
that's awesome. Yeah.
Well, 30 minutes ago, hey, I made dinner reservations at 6. Half of us, I can't even go. I'm like,
Oh, shit.
so it's like we have to go, but it's
Yeah,
like,
you can't
bro,
say
it would have
no.
been nice to know. Anyway.
All right.
Anyways, sorry.
So, okay. We have made a decision. We have made a decision. I have multiple of these left, and I thought we were going to just move fast, but I love the discussion. I think it's good to just break these down. So, we are going to do a part one and part two of this episode. This is fun. I like to compare these. I think it's important for anybody who's never been to Disney World or never been to Disneyland. You've only been to one over the other. I am very curious to hear what other people's thoughts are on this, if they agree, such disagree with us. Even between us three, we've had multiple that were kind of torn and we are split on this. So we are going to do a part one and part two. So we are going to cut it here. And then I don't know, are we doing it next week or do you want to like wait for? Yeah, let's
No,
just
we're
do
going,
part
baby.
two, baby. So stay tuned next week. We are going to do round two of this and we will continue. Because again, I have multiple more attractions. I have some restaurants and stuff that I have in mind
Even
as
to a
well.
couple of resorts. I mean,
I
there's some
did have,
crossover vibes.
oh, I had those ready to go. So I will add to this list and we will continue next week. Maybe we can get Lindsay on here. Mark has never been to Disneyland, I don't think. So it would be pointless to have him on here. So
So
yeah.
I'm going to be in Disneyland
Oh, that's right.
as
That's
that is happening.
live from
Okay.
Yeah,
Live
I guess.
on the Matterhorn.
Live podcast episode. Yeah, I'm gonna be live from the Matterhorn. Like,
Matterhorn. I
no.
actually think that this is much better than
Yeah, Corey,
this
I'm
whole
really
thing.
standing firm here, just like turning with the
No.
vehicle, and I feel totally great.
Yeah,
Oh,
Corey, you know that
wow.
whole leaning? It did
Live
not look.
from Matterhorn. Is
Sorry, I
Piper
swallowed a
okay? I think she's
bone.
dead.
I love it. So yeah, we'll continue. This was fun. Let us know for part one what you think. Feel free to DM us, whatever you got to do. We'd love to hear from y'all what your thoughts are. Anytime we post the episode that the episode's been released, we always appreciate if you comment on that and leave your answers and stuff. I love to see that because that's a great way to interact with y'all as well. But yeah, part two, stay tuned, coming very, very soon. So, all right, Wheel of Attractions time. So we're going to keep it in Disneyland for our Wheel of Attractions. If you have never listened to us before, this is your first episode. Every week, I have a Wheel of Attractions from one of the Disney or Universal parks. Basically, these guys are just going to guess which attraction the random wheel lands on. And if they get it right, they get a point. And at the end of the year, whoever of us gets the most points wins a grand prize, which I still have to figure out. But I want to do something really cool for whoever wins it. Mostly because I'm in the lead right now with two, and Lindsay is at one. Everybody else still waiting for that pick. So still waiting for that glorious feeling of guessing correct here on the random Wheel of Attractions. But here we go. Go ahead, give me your attractions. Mark went pirates. Mark went pirates. Lindsay, I've not heard back from. She's still cruising it up. So we'll get her thoughts. And we won't tell her what attraction we got. But go
This is
ahead.
just Disneyland Park, just
Just
Disneyland Park.
Disneyland, yes, not Disney's California Adventure.
So I think I'm gonna do some pull an Audible, and I'm gonna go Millennium Falcon because that's at
Oh
Disney
yeah,
for some reason.
absolutely. Millennium Falcon. Let me I'm gonna pull this up too so they can see me spin the wheel. And I'll make sure to share the sound. Boom. If you need assistance, here is
Yes.
the list. I have a lot. There's a
Oh.
lot. This is probably the biggest one I think we have. So this is going to be tough to nail here.
Jared, where's that dumb train ride at?
Just the train?
No, that kid train
Oh,
ride.
Casey's Junior Circus
Yes,
train,
thank you. I will
baby.
take
That is
Casey's
not
Junior
dumb.
Circuit. That was the stupidest ride
All
of
right, so
my
Corey's
life.
going Casey Junior Circus train. I am going the Adventureland Treehouse. I'm going with the very first one that I have listed here. I've never been able to do the Treehouse. Mark with Pirates again. We'll wait for Lindsay. Here we go. For those of you on Patreon that are taking part in this as well and also involved in this competition, here we go. Oh, I'm moving it around.
Oh, I can't.
Oh.
Oh, that's stinking.
Oh, dang it. We
It's
talked
not
about it.
grinding
It hurt
anymore.
us, man. It hurt us.
Yeah, we talked about it, but
It knew that we were talking shit.
yeah, it really did. It really did. I will forever haunt you. Any.
Yeah, it was like, we'll show you.
Oh, yeah, I'm claustrophobic, huh? Oh, it's always hot in here.
You think the seas with Nemo is better than me?
Yeah. Oh,
A
great cue line. Well, guess
submersible?
what? So, yes, it was what is it called again? Finding Nemo
Submarine.
Submarine Adventure or something, whatever it's called. Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage, not Adventure, Voyage. So there you go. So there you have it. Guess right. Congratulations. But yeah, so thank you to everyone that was able to participate today. Corey Piper, always a pleasure. Thank you for being on this. Super excited for part two as we continue on this adventure comparing the parks. And thank you to everyone else who makes this dream a reality. We definitely have a couple other people here that help with us all the time as far as virtual nights go, our tech stuff, our website. So for all of you that help us out with that, thank you. Thank you to the members of our Magic Mafia who have joined us on Patreon, with a special shout out going out this week to our newest members, Abby McHenry, Kayla. First off, Abby was so much fun on the virtual night with us. I'm glad she got to participate. Kyle or Kayla, Spencer Stevens, Richard Baker, and our newest addition to our Brethren Corps. Welcome, Captain Laura Alton. Let me tell you, super excited to have you. So definitely, thank you for that. Thank you to those of you that have gone on to review our podcast, given us 5 stars, along with some amazing comments on Apple Podcasts and other platforms. I have to say, our recent one this week, my boy, or our boy, Nick Morse. So always a good dude. He left a comment and said, if you're a fan of Universal or Disney, this is the best pod out there. Always laughing with some of the hot takes in each episode. If not hot takes, the rankings and park experience helps with learning about each park. The hosts are great with interacting with the listeners on social and in the free Discord. The friends I've made from the virtual nights on Patreon make it all worth it. In reference to the latest episode, always go left and double rum and cokes forever. Shout out, Nick. You know the deal. The left thing we can talk about, but I will say double rum and cokes for those. So. Last but certainly not least, on behalf of the entire team, we want to thank all of you for listening to us. We always look forward to talking to you on these episodes, and we will see you next week here where the magic happens. Goodbye, everyone.
Qui-Gon!
Qui-Gon, that damn Nemo, man.
Nemo just came for blood.